Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care. Zach and I were really excited to spend time at the end of September and early October in 2016 at the both Northern California and Southern California events put on by the National Readmission Prevention Collaborative and the National Bundled Payment Collaborative. We interviewed some great folks, learned quite a bit, and really see the future of healthcare in the home. So let's hear some more from some of the experts in California. So Dr. Ashby Wolf from CMS has stopped by the podcast table, and Dr. Wolf will be talking a little bit more about what CMS has down in the pipeline for California. Ashby, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm the Chief Medical Officer for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Region 9, and I'm here to provide an overview of what CMS is currently working on, our current policies, and also to share some things that are coming down the pipeline for our acute and post-acute care populations related to transitions of care and other value-based payment policy changes.
Very good. And is Region 9 just California, or tell us about Region 9?
So Region 9 encompasses the states of California, Arizona, Nevada, Hawaii, and the Pacific Territory. So it's a wide geography.
Yeah.
There are about 20 million beneficiaries cared for by our clinicians who bill Medicare in this region. And so a lot of different languages spoken, a lot of different cultural approaches to health, and certainly represents a fantastic place to work and to connect with our clinicians.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you are blending in well with the different cultures. You did pronounce Hawaii, I think, the correct way. I usually don't, so that's very impressive. Look forward to hearing more later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Very excited to have Austin Ord, who is the Director of Post-Acute Services in the Bay Area for Sutter Health. Austin, good morning.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Well, we're here at the conference, so right before it kicks off. Austin, where are you coming from this morning?
San Francisco.
Okay, so not too bad of a commute, I'd hope.
No, easy.
Okay, great. And tell us, what are you hoping to learn at the event today?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm really looking forward to how we can improve our patient outcomes after they discharge from our acute care hospitals, particularly learning how we can get creative with some non-medical support for patients, looking at bridging beyond our usual SNF support or home health support, but looking to maximize or create new partnerships with different entities to improve patient outcomes in terms of readmissions.
Very good. Tell us about your coverage area that you're responsible for.
Sure. So I support 16 Bay Area hospitals all the way up from Lake County down through Santa Cruz, including San Francisco, the Peninsula, East Bay.
Wow. And how many hospitals does Sutter have as a whole?
About 24.
Wow. All here in Northern California, or are you out of state as well?
Northern California. There are some ambulatory surgery centers in Southern California and one mental health hospital in Hawaii, but all of our acute care hospitals are in Northern California.
Okay, very good. Well, it's been a while since I've seen you, Austin. Great to see you. Really appreciate you stopping by the table.
Thanks, Gavin, for having me.
You're welcome. Take care. So as we finish up our break here in the morning, a very familiar face to the podcast has stopped by, Lisa Stroud, who is the Director of Care Management for Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, is stopping by. And Lisa, you'll be on a panel later today, correct?
That's correct.
Very good. And what are you hoping to share with the audience about your organization?
Well, some of the new innovations that we've come up with, such as a crisis mobile van to go out into the community and intervene with people in crisis, to actually decrease the people using our behavioral health science emergency room and to intervene right there and get the right help to the people out in the community.
That's great. I met one of your colleagues, Steve, this morning, who's in the behavioral health department as well, and I think it's great work. I know it's tough work that you guys do. I know you're driving from about 50 miles today. How long did it take you to get up here to South San Francisco?
2 hours, believe it.
Very good. Well, we're glad you made it, Lisa. Appreciate you coming by. And what are you maybe hoping to take away? We know what you're going to share with the audience. What are you hoping to take away?
Well, I'd like to see what some other people are doing as innovations in their hospital, to maybe use it in our hospital, and build on that. That would be great.
Very good. Well, I know earlier this morning, Dr. Coleman talked about skill transfer. So if you can pick up something that another hospital does well and transfer it over to Santa Clara, it makes perfect sense. I know I'm here for that as well, just to kind of learn from others and take best practices. So appreciate you stopping by, Lisa, and best wishes on your panel.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay.
So we are at a break here at the Northern California C-Suite event, and Janet Sosa, the head of implementation for Wanda, a predictive analytics company,
yes.
Or what is Wanda, Janet?
So Wanda is a predictive analytics company. We essentially develop this algorithm that helps predict readmissions for patients with chronic diseases.
Okay, very good. So what brings you to the event today?
I'm here just to meet people and learn more about bundled payments and readmissions.
Okay, and I remember talking the other day, you mentioned you have a background in with LA Care, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool.
So I worked with LA Care several years ago on their high-tech initiative, and so I worked with over 3,000 providers in implementing EHRs.
Okay, cool. And tell me about, briefly, Wanda, who's it funded by? Who are the kind of founding fathers, if you will, of Wanda?
So Wanda is unique in that, in the sense that we actually worked with UCLA.
Okay.
So our algorithm was developed over time, over 12 years of clinical trials at UCLA with CHF patients and COPD patients, et cetera. And our founders, actually we have two co-founders, one from UCLA, a professor, and Net Scientific, a company out of the UK.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, Jenna, I hope you take a lot away from the event today. I know I'll be working with you here in the future. So best wishes today and talk to you soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, so this is Zach Morgan. I'm sitting down with Marina Burke, excuse me, who is visiting from New York and representing Remedy Partners, who is actually a convener, a very unique perspective here at the conference. Thank you for sitting down with me.
Sure, thanks, Zach.
And one thing that I wanted to ask you about the conference today, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about Remedy Partners and about what Remedy Partners does.
Right, so Remedy Partners is an awardee convener for the CMS and CMMI Bundled Payment for Care Improvement Program, and as such, we are designated by CMS to take all of the claims for patients in the program, do analysis, and basically help our partners who voluntarily signed up for the program, just help them succeed and understand how to best navigate and help their patients and families.
And from what I understand, Remedy, you specifically help people in the BPCI Models 2 and Models 3, is that correct?
Yes, 2 and 3.
So who is your clientele? Who are the people that you're helping convene these bundles for?
So the kinds of partners who have been interested in joining up for the BPCI program in Model 2 are acute care hospitals and then hospitalist groups. And the hospitalist movement was actually started by our CMO, Wynn Whitcomb, about 20 years ago. And since then, the hospitalist movement has really grown. And so currently, there are just really, really large hospital groups that have really gotten together. And they've realized that they can really improve patient outcomes and patient experience for patients in this program. So in the beginning, we hadn't really known that hospitalist groups would be interested in this program. But it turns out that they're like a large part of our program now.
And with some of the mandatory bundles coming, have you seen the interest in the voluntary bundles ramping up? Have you noticed more and more people becoming interested in it?
Absolutely. I mean, the voluntary, the actual BPCI program proper has been closed now for about a year, and so there's nobody else can join the voluntary program. But what's happened since the mandatory rules have come out is that our current BPCI partners have even increased their engagement. You know, they were very engaged before, but now that they realize that this the value-based care is really here to stay and CMS is really behind it more and more, their level of engagement has really grown.
And throughout the conference today, for those who weren't here, Remedy Partners' name came up over and over. You're really integrated into what is going on, and hopefully we can have you or one of your partners on for a full podcast at some point. But specifically, at the conference day, did you have any takeaways from your time at the conference here?
Well, first of all, it was a great conference. I was very happy to be here, and you know, great conferences are really priceless because there's nothing like being in a room with colleagues who share the same passion for patient care and especially improving patient care, which is what this is all about. One of the takeaways I took is that even though the name of this organization has to do with readmissions, I think there's a growing consensus in this room today that readmissions are not just about readmissions anymore. You know, we've gone beyond that, and I think everybody is really seeing the connections between preventing avoidable readmissions and things like the safest next site of care and all sorts of other community-based programs. So that was really exciting to see a lot of integration in that way.
Well, I had the pleasure of having Marina on my panel today, and it really was an honor. Thank you so much for sitting down right now, and I'm looking forward to really getting to dive into some of these stuff at a later point.
Great. Thanks so much, Zach.
All right. Thanks a lot.
So a familiar face has stopped by the table today, Pam Geyer, who is the director of the Orthopedic Spine and
Pain Management Program.
And Pain Management Program?
Yes, at Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital in beautiful Valencia, California.
Very good. How's the traffic this morning?
Bad.
I bet.
It's always bad coming that way.
Yeah, I got here at 6:15 to try to beat the traffic.
Yes, it was awful.
So Pam, what brings you to today's event?
Well, I'm at the event today hoping to gather some information with respect to our bundle payment program, but also to learn from my colleagues in the area, see what everybody else is doing.
Very good. Now
I
know at Henry Mayo, you're involved in the CGR program, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good. And for anyone out there, may I put out a recruiting pitch?
Absolutely.
Very
100%.
Good. So you're
Please.
Looking for a outpatient nurse navigator?
I am looking for a nurse navigator for my CMS CJR program. If there's someone out there who has case management experience and would like to have a navigator job, it is a leadership position. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, weekends and holidays off.
Wow.
That might be attractive.
I've never done a recruiting pitch on the show before, but I figured I'd try for our friends
All
here.
Right. I welcome it. Thank you.
Well, everybody, we got Pam Geyer from Henry Mayo. Thanks so much for stopping by and hope you have a great event.
You got it, too. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. So Maylene Naputi from Gorman Health has stopped by the podcast table this morning here at the event. And Maylene, what brings you to the event today?
Well, good morning, Gavin.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me here. I have been invited to this great event here. I'm looking out and see a very diverse group of health workers and providers, and I'm really happy to be part of this.
Great. And so you are brought in, you're invited actually to be a panelist at the event today, and you have a vast background in healthcare. And what are you hoping to share with the audience later this afternoon?
Well, I'm very unique in that my training is in RN, and I've worked from ICU to public health for 20 years, and so I've seen everything that has to do with health from the public health sector to the private sector, and now I work as a senior consultant with Gorman Health Group, advising care plans and, health plans in terms of requirements for CMS to basically support the continuum of care for all members, and with the population changing and their needs changing, we need to change as well. And so I think that's what this event is going to help all of us providers do.
Well said. And what are you hoping to take away? I know you're going to be kind of educating the audience, but any key points you're hoping to learn today or any strategies?
Yes. In this world with so many facets in the healthcare continuum, we need to really strengthen that bridge for the members of every cultural background and every financial situation. So transportation alone is one thing that you think is very small, but it's the biggest thing that can ruin a continuing care in terms of taking care of a patient and driving your healthcare outcomes.
Well said, Maylene. We'll look forward to serving on the panel with you, and I hope we have a very successful event. And are you going back home to San Diego today, or are you going elsewhere?
No, I get to stay in your lovely city for one more day and enjoy all the structures and the buildings and the art here. It's just fascinating.
Very good. Well, appreciate you joining us, Maylene, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome.
祝你生日快乐
And how about now?
Happy birthday to 24-hour care.
Very good. And what language was that, Flora?
That is Chinese. Can you guess what the content was?
Toisan. No?
It's Mandarin.
Ah, dang it. My wife, she speaks Toisan, so...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Very good.
So, Flora, how do you...
Xie. If you say that twice, xie xie, that means thank you.
Yeah,
I do have a polite name.
Ah, very good. So Flora Xie from Little Company Mary Torrance has stopped by the podcast. She's been a friend in the industry for many years of ours. And Flora, I wanted to see what's bringing you to the event today.
Well, the topic is very interesting and very important. That would be the prevention for admission. So that is something that we are working on as a case manager, try to use our resources the best way. Also, assure the patient can be discharged to their destination in a safe manner.
Okay. good. And is there any type of particular patient population that you serve there at Little Company?
At this time, my patients are focusing on people with telemetry need.
Okay.
Or the patient with cancer.
Okay, very good. Well, Flora, it's really good to see you today. Really appreciate you stopping by the podcast table. And I know you were nominated in the past for the Senior Care Hero Awards. What year was that?
Ooh, you remember that.
Yeah.
That was 2015.
Wow, so we have a celebrity here with us.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Flora. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we're at the end of the event today. It's about 2:30. People are packing up, heading home, and Reiner Roeske has stopped by. Reiner is the administrator for Burbank Healthcare and Rehab and also oversees a couple other skilled nursing facilities. Thanks so much for stopping by, Reiner.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Gavin.
Very good. So tell me, what would you say is one of your biggest takeaways from today's events or one of the best benefits from today's event?
Well, and I'm going to say I'm not excited about it, but one of the terms that quite annoyed me was skilled nursing avoidance. But that's the reality of our world, and we've got to be prepared for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but skilled nursing is still needed, and you guys still do good work. So tell me about that.
Well, and I tell you, it is still needed. Now, the question would just be who's going to pay for it, you know, what the margins will be, and how we will do a great job and continue to provide great service. We're kind of hit from multiple directions.
Okay.
You know, naturally, of course, we refer or require our referrals from the hospital, and now they're looking for not only great outcomes, but zero readmissions. And so we're needing to, of course, relook at the way we staff. For years, everybody was happy with the 3.2 minimum standard. Now that's completely changed. Not only that, we're beginning to bring nurse practitioners in-house.
Great.
To identify change of condition. We basically need our readmission rates to be at zero.
Wow, but you guys have the highest, I mean, one of the highest acuity patients out of home health or...
You know, and thank you for bringing up that point. And we at Burbank actually have a philosophy. We say, never say no, only go slow.
Okay.
Now, we put that into place. It sounds kind of corny, but it has power in sticking.
Yeah.
Because the case managers remember that, the physicians remember that, and they know that if they refer their patients to us, we will never say no. We take care of Burbankians and everybody on the fringes. And that has generated really just a powerful business for us the last 2.5 years. Naturally, our goal, of course, is to bring in patients, get them better, get them home.
Well said, Reiner. We'll really appreciate you stopping by. And you may hear Reiner on future episodes. Take care, everybody.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
You're welcome. So there we have it, folks. Just, again, some great thought leaders from both the public, government, and private sectors in care transitions and bundled payments and readmission prevention. Again, really grateful to participate at these conferences and encourage you, if you do like the episode and do like Pop Health Podcast, please like us on iTunes. This is a not-for-profit podcast, and those likes and those downloads do help us get some of these great guests and continue moving forward into 2017 with Pop Health Podcast. Thanks, everybody. Take care.